It's good to be home today for a change. And legislators, I used to say colleagues, what a great group up here. Senator Tracy, Senator Weaver, Representative Hammond, Representative Swanson, keep up the good work. You're really working hard on this for our area, so thank you for doing that. Mayor Pritchard, members of the council, other elected officials, honored to be with all of you. Just a pleasure to be here. Thanks for the invitation. When I got the invitation, I said, you're inviting me to what? And anyway, so I'm happy to be here. I do want to make one introduction. I have someone from our staff at the Illinois Department of Agriculture, Laura Sinclair. Would you hold up your hand, Laura? Laura grew up just in a neighboring county over in Stark County. She grew up on a farm. When I was in the legislature, most of that time, she was a staff member serving the Agriculture Committee. Now she's at the Department of Agriculture and is the legislative liaison between the department and our legislators. So Laura has lots of common sense background. I appreciate her being here and continuing to work with her. It is an honor to be here as Assistant Director of Agriculture. I do bring you greetings from the director, Raymond Poe. And Director Poe and I served together 22 years in the Illinois House. He is a farmer in Sangamon County. And so it's a hands-on farming that we bring to the department. And it's also an honor and a pleasure to work with Governor Rauner and continuing to try to make Illinois more business-friendly and an agency that's can be as consumer-friendly as possible. I know you want to go to questions, so I need to be brief. I do want to hit just two or three items here. One of them, I do want to give you just a quick update on the Illinois State Fair. Attendance was 401,648 in attendance, an increase of 15.5%. The grandstand, we had a record number of tickets sold at 59,023, and we were able to recoup more than 100% of grandstand entertainment investments. So I find out how much I'm out of touch. The highest selling concerts at the state fair were, I probably wasn't familiar with all these, Five Finger Death Punch. No, I was going to say, that sounds like, no, I'm not going to say that. Pentatonix in Alabama. Those were the big draws, so I had to kind of look things up. So it was a successful year at the Illinois State Fair. I have been given a number of assignments. It's kind of a routine day. Like Laura and I missed the 9 o'clock staff meeting this morning so we could be here on time. I started from home, and she started from basically Springfield area. We normally have a Monday 9 o'clock meeting and get briefed on everything that's happening in the department. I've been assigned a number of different things. I am the department's representative to the Governor's Rural Affairs Council, which we call GRAC, G-R-A-C. And that's a good opportunity to really represent rural areas of Illinois. And I was pleased that I was given that assignment. I do want to mention briefly, the Galesburg Animal Disease Lab here in Galesburg. And it was, of course, a very good animal disease lab for a number of years. Unfortunately, when the veterinarian who had the right degrees in pathology decided to retire, an all-out effort was made for over a year trying to find someone to replace him with the right credentials. Laura came to my office while I was still in the legislature, and Director Poe, and I started calling other veterinarians in the area, calling veterinary schools. They had made a nationwide search before they came. The folks up here, every one of these legislators helped us try to find a veterinarian who had the credentials. We were unable to do it, and of course that's why it was closed. Now our objective is to find a reuse of the Galesburg Animal Disease Lab. We hope that it will create more private sector jobs. It's an excellent building. I cannot say enough good, positive reinforcement of what a pleasure it has been to work with local officials and economic development group here in working towards that end. And we're trying real hard to make that a reuse for private sector jobs. I have continued. I'm out there several times a week to look after the building. And initially, it was to make sure any mail got to Springfield it's supposed to. I mentioned this one because it's a real positive because the way we live downstate. 3 weeks ago, I was on my way to Springfield, and my wife called me. I was down to Morton at the time, had gotten that far, and she said, the Galesburg Post Office just called, and they have a package there that they think you better look at. It was wrapped very tightly, marked special, alert, attention, priority mail, deliver by date certain. The post office called to make sure, and that was that Monday, or that day was the day it was due. So we got the information off of it, called the clinic, the veterinary clinic where that was sent from, and they said, yeah, that does need, we want it tested. And so I drove back from Morton, went to the post office to pick up the mail, went to Springfield and called the bureau ahead of that, and they said, well, we have somewhere, you get it here, and we'll get that to the animal disease lab over in Champaign-Urbana, or in Urbana. I said, fine. By the time I got to the edge of Springfield, my way back, after coming from Morton back here, they called and said, that person's unavailable. Could you go ahead and take that to the animal disease lab on Lincoln Street in Urbana? Sure. So I got it there. Because you've just finished a meal, I don't want to tell you the details of what was in that package. But I said, of course, I had to sign in and show my ID and pass security, which I did. They let me in. No frisking. And I said, would you review this sample, Mick? Because if it's what we think it is, it's important that they have the right analysis. And so she said, sure. She opened it up. She said, it still feels cool. It was packed in dry ice. She looked at the sample and said, this is a viable specimen. We can do our sample. It was rabies suspects of a dog that had bitten a person. Whether testing that was crucial to whether or not they would have to take the shots. So it was just all in a day's work. About 550 miles later, I got home that night. So all part of the job. That's fine. It's a couple things I'm working on that are kind of out of the job description. I did a lot of work for fire service, rescue. We need more rescue tubes if someone's trapped in a grain bin. Been working on that, trying to get more of them. Orion Samuelson, I mentioned to him at the Ag Breakfast at the State Fair, Ag Brunch, I guess we call it. He went down, reviewed it. We had a display in the Lieutenant Governor's office. He did an excerpt on September 13th. They did a segment on the national program this week in agribusiness to help draw attention to the need for more of those rescue tubes. One other thing I'll mention, and I want to get so you can throw some tough questions at this panel up here. The question that I had was, do we have the right foam available if there's an ethanol fire? Because we have trains moving with ethanol, we have semis, we have ethanol plants. And no one knows if we know where the stores, the reservoir are. So I keep checking on it. MABUS is the one that should look after that. That's Mutual Aid Box Alarm System. I mentioned that in staff meeting. And our legal attorney says, MABUS? That sounds like a woman. I said, yeah, she lives in Mayberry. Haven't you heard of her? No. Mutual Aid Box Alarm System. So I'm going to meet with MABUS Friday of this week, and we're going to try to get a handle on where the reserves are of alcohol-resistant foam. It's a special foam. The train yard, the rail yard out here would have some, but we do, you know, we got to be able to identify where it's at and go from there. It's just an honor to work at the Department of Ag, so we can get to. Are the tough questions, and I know that our legislators up here are antsy to get started answering those. I will close with, and lots of other things I'd like to say, we have a program to recognize centennial farms, sesquicentennial and bicentennial farms, and then centennial and sesquicentennial agribusiness. That's a tribute to how stable agriculture is for our economy. Right now in Illinois, we have almost 10,000 centennial farms. We have almost 1,000 sesquicentennial farms, and I can tell you that we have identified that there are probably over 30 farms that are still in the same family for 200 years, so they were here when the state was first organized. Real tribute to longevity and the importance of agriculture to our communities.